Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LeDuc. Now 80 years old, André was once a tap dancer. He lives with his daughter Anne and her husband Antoine. Or was he an engineer whose daughter Anne lives in London with her new lover, Pierre? The thing is, he's still wearing his pajamas and he can't find his watch. He's starting to wonder if he's losing control. Manhattan Theatre Club presents The Father, a play by Florian Zeller that The Guardian called an astonishingly unguarded play about the cruelties of love and the limits of patience. Christopher Hampton's translation is directed for MTC by Doug Hughes and stars three-time Tony Award winner Frank Langella. Hannah Cabell plays Laura. She worked with Langella and Hughes previously on Broadway and Roundabout Theatre Company's production of A Man for All Seasons. Her off-Broadway credits include Men on Boats, Major Barbara, Grounded, Collapse, Pump Girl, and Mark Smith. Hannah Cabell, welcome to the Roundtable.
Thank you, Sarah.
How is it working with Frank Langella and Doug Hughes again?
It's wonderful. They're an incredible team, and I feel really lucky to have the opportunity to work with them again. Frank, it's kind of like taking a master class every time you get on stage with him, or in the rehearsal room as well. And I just feel really grateful to have the second opportunity to do that. And then Doug is just a wonderful director. He's a collaborative, smart, and kind person, which is really the best that you can hope for in a director.
The last time you worked with them was a number of years ago now, which I don't know if it feels recent, but those kind of things, it seems like, I was like, so they work together, so they must love working together. So you must still, but then it's been a while since you've gotten a chance to again.
It has. It was 8-ish years ago now that we did A Man for All Seasons. And it's funny, I saw Frank, I went backstage to say hi after Man and Boy, but I don't think I've seen Doug in 8 years, which is funny. It's such a small community, but it does sort of feel like yesterday getting back in the room with them, which again is a testament to how present and kind and collaborative they are.
And this is a very challenging piece. It's pretty intense.
It is intense. I'm very excited about this show. It's one of the most interesting pieces I've read in a long, long time. I had several friends who saw it in London. It was done in London fairly recently. And their minds were kind of blown by it, as was mine when I read it and went in to audition for it. So I'm just thrilled to see what audiences think and experience.
What can you tell us about the story? I think that there's like things that we oughtn't reveal in an interview, of course, like the audience has to find out. But what can you tell us?
Well, to my mind, it's a psychological thriller. And it's about a man who is aging and starts to observe or think that there are nefarious things happening around him. But the interesting thing is you can't quite tell what is delusional and what is actually nefarious. So the audience is kind of led along. I feel like the audience is experiencing the play from his point of view, which is a really kind of revolutionary thing to me. To be inside the mind of someone, and as he is uncertain, I think the audience at times will be uncertain, and that hopefully will be a very cool and immersive experience.
Tell us about your character.
I play a caregiver named Laura that comes in. He has had trouble with several caregivers in the past, the recent past, and I come in and we have a special bond. Which, of course, is lovely for me because I love Frank. And he's, as I said, such a generous actor that I feel fortunate that this is the kind of relationship that I'm allowed to have with him. It's a little bit similar to my relationship as his daughter in A Man for All Seasons. But it's nice because, as I said, 8 years have gone by. So I feel like I'm a little bit more grown up. He's a little bit older. And so it's sort of a developed kind of close relationship. It's a real joy to play.
The play is translated from French. Is there any kind of, I guess, texture or sensibility that's there because it's being presented in a translation?
Yeah, that's a great question. There is a sensibility. There's a very European sensibility to the play. Christopher Hampton translated it, and I was extremely starstruck when I walked into the first day of rehearsal, and Christopher Hampton was in the room with us, being a theater nerd. And he and Doug and Frank all decided together to keep some of the European language For example, we use flat instead of apartment. We use Paris as the place where the play is located. There was talk, I know, about relocating it in New York, but they decided against that, and I'm really glad because I do feel like it is a different kind of world, and there is a different sensibility to the story, as I said. It's a very different play than I have ever come across, and I hope a lot of other people will have ever come across. And so I'm glad that they kept it in its original world.
You just self-identified as a theater nerd, and you really just grew up immersed in a performing world. Your parents were performers.
Yes, that's right. My parents had a puppet theater together for 25 years in New Hampshire, and we toured all over the world. And my father is also an actor, and I grew up in the green room every summer. He mostly did summer stock at the Barnstormers Theater, the oldest Equity summer theater in the country. That's still going. And that's where I got my Equity card as well at age 16. So, yeah, I grew up immersed in it, and I still have nothing but love for the profession.
Did you ever dip outside of the arts, or were you always, like, laser-focused in the family business?
That's a good question. I decided not to get my undergraduate degree in theater. I got it in Russian language and literature with a concentration in theater, knowing that I wanted to be an actor, but figuring that a theater degree from Oberlin would be nice, but maybe not the most useful thing professionally. And I really love the Russian culture and literature. But I never worked in that field professionally. I was, for a day job, I was a gardener. I worked for the Horticultural Society of New York for a while. I was a gardener for a while. So I feel like that's the most I've dipped outside. But I was still doing theater all that time. So it's been pretty consistent.
Where does the interest in Russian culture come from?
My mother minored in Russian at Columbia, and then when I was 10, we spent a month living in Moscow. My parents did an arts exchange, their puppet theater, and so I got to live in Moscow for a month at age 10, and it was really mind-boggling. And I loved it, just loved the culture, loved the stories. My parents also, they came back and did a Baba Yaga folktale from there. So, I don't know, it's a kind of family love.
So you get along well with your family. You share all the same interests. That must be nice.
It is. It's very nice. Yeah. I'm sure they were slightly disappointed when I decided to go into the arts, just in terms of finances. Sure. But they are incredibly supportive and come to see everything I do. And my father still works with a theater in Boston, the Underground Railway Theater, and so I go to see his shows. Yeah, we're a very tight-knit family.
Do you work with your dad as an adult?
Not yet. I did, when I was a teenager, I did some puppetry with some of their shows, but not that much. I was a teenager.
Right.
But I would love to work with him. We've talked for some years about doing maybe a father-daughter Shakespeare show, putting something together like that, but it hasn't happened yet.
You must have puppetry listed as a special skill on your resume.
I do. And I do try to keep my toe in the water of the puppetry world.
Keep your puppet chops up.
So to speak. Yeah, I did. I was a performer in a show, just a laboratory show at the Henson Foundation last year with my friend Emily DeCola, who is one of the founders of the Puppet Kitchen. And so, yeah, and then I have happened to be in shows that involve puppets, like this show Compulsion that I did at the Public Theater a few years ago that had these incredible marionettes in it. So it's nice. It feels like home when I'm working with puppeteers and puppet companies, of course.
What have been some of your favorite experiences in your career so far?
I did a show last year, or 2 years ago now, called Grounded. That was a solo show by George Brandt. And it was a singular experience. It's a beautiful play. I had never had much interest in doing a solo play. I really like working with other people. But this one, when I read it, felt incredibly special and pertinent. It was also directed by Ken Russ Schmall, who I trust to the ends of the earth, who's one of my favorite directors in the world. And I'm so glad I did it. It was a tough one. I had just had my daughter. She was 2 months old when I started rehearsals for that show. So it was learning 45 pages of material with a newborn. It was a little intense, but my husband helped me a lot. But I'm so glad I did it. I have to say, doing something that felt that politically important, and it is the story of a drone pilot, a female drone pilot who is so dedicated to her job and loves her career and her profession, and then over time starts to lose it a little bit because of the moral and ethical implications of the job. And I just came out feeling very satisfied and appreciative that I had had that experience to tell that story.
Is it the kind of thing where you might do it again somewhere else, or do you think that the whole experience you had is put down, is done now?
I did it for another maybe 14 performances, I forget how many, in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. And that was a few months after our run here in New York. So my daughter was 7.5 months old, and it was much, much harder to do then. I think because in the story, the pilot is a mother too, and the culmination of the story is that she ends up watching who she thinks is her daughter getting killed by one of these drone strikes. And I don't know if I could do it again now, to be quite honest. Mm-hmm. Even having that extra 5 months of motherhood between the New York run and the Cleveland run made it so much harder.
Your daughter is 2.5 now?
That's right.
Is she manifesting signs of the family trade? is she a dramatic kid?
Well, it's kind of fun. She's at an age now where she's more lucid about the profession. And I just did a show at Yale called The Moors, this wonderful new play by Jen Silverman. And Iris was there, my daughter, was there sort of half the week with me. And so she was able for the first time to come to the rehearsal room, to see the set design, the model, to see the costume renderings, and then to see us in costume during tech. So it was pretty exciting. She loved being in the dressing room. She loved putting dirt on her face since Mama was dirty during that show. She has a game where she calls herself an actor, but it mostly consists of her pretending to type on a computer and then her computer breaking. So I don't know why that is being an actor, but so far she has not shown that much interest. So
she has time.
She has plenty of time, hopefully.
Hannah, it's been just a delight to speak with you. Thank you again so much, and break a leg in Father.
Thank you, Sarah, so much.
Hannah Cabell plays Laura in the Manhattan Theater Club production of The Father, which opens in New York City this Thursday. For more information, visit thefatherbroadway.com. I'm Sarah LeDuc, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.